success indicates that people understand and value all that the university contributes to benefit the Commonwealth and the quality that we have here. And so I think people really chose to invest in UMass. They're very enthusiastic about what we have to offer.
Now, you had a number of large individual donations that were made. In one case, I believe it was the largest individual donation in the school's history, correct?
Yeah, so overall we raised $379 million, which topped the $300 million goal significantly. And you're right, there are a number of very notable and important gifts. Doug and Diana Berfum provided us a $10 million gift to create a center for entrepreneurship in the Eisenberg School of Management. We also received a $5 million bequest from Pamela and Robert Jacobs for the College of Humanities and Fine Arts, and that will create a chair in Judaic and Near Eastern Studies and also support programming for our Institute for Holocaust, Genocide, and Memory Studies, as well as for UMass Hillel. We got some outstanding capital support. We had a $10 million anonymous gift that helped create Crotty Hall, a home for our economics department. So the gifts contributed in many ways, and one of the things that we're also very enthusiastic about is not only the major gifts, but the breadth of the giving. So we had 103,000 donors contributing to this campaign. Those folks included the five largest gifts in university history. But those first-time donors and contributing donors over time may become more significant, too. Their money counts today, but as they see the value in the university, we're hoping that culture of philanthropy will continue to grow, and their support will continue to grow.
How does this money get spent?
Well, it gets spent on a whole range of things. Part of it is for endowment. So we have support for faculty and scholarships for students. Some go for facilities, such as the Crotty Hall, and some go to a range of programming focused on research and supporting our students. So really it was a comprehensive campaign, and it's really moved ourselves forward significantly.
Of course, we hear a lot about the cost of higher education, the cost of tuition and fees, and also the burden on the taxpayers for supporting the university system. To what extent does this campaign help to relieve some of those burdens?
Well, we think it's important to be reaching out for private support to show the state and the taxpayers that we're all in this together, that we deeply appreciate all the support the legislature provides us. But to be a world-class university, we need to also go out and get private support. I think, one, that shows the legislature and the governor that people view UMass as a winner in a place that people want to invest in, and it deserves their investment as well as private investment. And then the very specific investments that are made to support scholarships and to hire faculty, those are places that we wouldn't be able to move forward on without these private dollars.